God bless you, beloved. How are you today? I am blessed and highly, highly, oh, so highly favored of the Lord. And I am so excited about this wonderful word God has for us on today. Are you ready? That word is, look to Jesus. Ah, for reform. Yes, Lord. But here's something I want you to think about. God has an even greater plan for America that none of us can imagine. So don't give up on America, because God's plan is out of this world. Ha ha! Now, back in July 2020, which is when I had planned to actually do this podcast, and I actually forgot about it, but nonetheless, here we are today. I had the honor to teach a lesson about the reign of King Josiah. His father, Manasseh, the oldest son of King Hezekiah, had ruled for 55 years. And unlike his father, he had done evil in the sight of God. He was the vilest leader Israel had ever had. Read 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 9, and 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Jerusalem was in ruins. He even went as far as burning his sons as a sacrifice. Oh, my God. He sought omens, looked to the Medians, built altars in the house of God, which the Lord had said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. Israel was in its deepest depth of sin. Adultery was rampant, and the hearts and the minds of the people were far from the presence of God. They were indeed in need of a revival. Oh, glory. But there was a remnant who loved God with all their heart, mind, and soul. Read Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. See, they saw beyond the darkest days of Israel, when all appeared hopeless, darkness and gloom hovered over them. These remembered the prophecy in 2 Kings 13 and 2 about Josiah. He burst on the scene and began a reform that reversed the apostasy of Israel. He destroyed the high places, put an end to idol worship, and instituted a national Passover at Jerusalem. During this time, God redeemed Israel from the clutches of sin and decay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His reign was 20 years, and followed by his son, Jehoiakim, who did evil in the sight of God and reigned 11 years. But the reform was never a failure or useless. Nothing God does is useless, but it does work out for the good. These are times as we've never seen. America stands on the verge of a collapse. Some look to the Democrats for the answer. Others believe in the Republicans for change. Many African Americans look to Black Lives Matter to combat racism and inequality. The medical profession longs for a vaccine to eradicate COVID-19. Now that one is here, there's no guarantee that it will. Though it's available under an emergency access mechanism called EUA, it hasn't even been approved by the FDA. Even President Biden's prediction to make July 4th as our independence from this virus is a form of false hope. Nobody, not even he, knows when it will cease and desist. So keep your guard up. Keep practicing social distancing and wearing your mask. Be wise. Think of others. Now, families and businesses look to the stimulus checks as they struggle financially. Crime and violence are on the rise, while laws are being passed that infringe on religious liberties. When a country is in ruins, it's normal for the people to look to leadership in their government to make things better. But ever since this nation has rejected God, we've seen a steady decline in morality, values, and ethics. We've had leaders who reject God, and look at the results now. See, you can't treat the Lord as though he doesn't exist without dire consequences. Let's read Jeremiah 17 and 10. It says, oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Let me see something here. Here we go. Here it is. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give to each person according to his ways, according to results, to the results of his deeds. Now, there was a time alcohol was illegal in America, so was gambling. Even abortion was deemed inhumane. Now, this country is plagued with sin, adultery, and evil. Each time our government passes laws that goes against God's will, it leaves a trail of murder, social decline, and people doing whatever they want without consequences. So many politicians say one thing and compromise their convictions, if they have any, to gain votes. They do anything to bash their opponents to make themselves seem worthy of the chosen one. Let's see what 1 John 4 and 1 says. It tells us, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are God, or if they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. Such efforts show their lack of character and the means they're willing to go to get elected. But God looks on their heart and knows every motive, intent, and true identity. Read 1 Samuel 16 and 7. You cannot hide nothing from God. I do not care who you are. Nothing gets by him. True reform can only be found in Jesus. Now, as we prepared for another election year, I told the class I taught, if there was a Josiah running for the presidency, I would vote for him. Unfortunately, there was not one. And what this country needs aren't found in any of the aforementioned methods being applied. We've seen the outcome and what they leave behind. God is our living hope. We must look to him for reform and restoration. We do need the Lord back in America. These are the moments that define who we are and what we believe. We must repent, pray, obey God, because he didn't get us in the mess we're in, but he's the only one who will get us out of it. Now let's read the blessing from Numbers 26, 24. Through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is God's word, my voice, reminding you that God loves you. You mean the world to him. God bless you, beloved.